That, of course, is to celebrate the new Pope, who is the first American Pope, and he was born in Chicago. I just saw a great video on Twitter of him being introduced. You know, he comes out and it's set to this music and you get chills. There's been some great memes and one-liners about the Pope being originally from Chicago. See a couple. Chicago produced a Pope before a QB who throws for over 4,000 yards. Hard to do. Smart play for the Vatican. Go with an American Pope. Avoid tariffs. Chicago Pope. Tuesdays on NBC. Chicago Hope. That one's funny. Time to get picked. New Pope, 2 days. Shadur Sanders, 3 days. I saw another one that said, the new Pope is from Chicago. Finally, Rome will have good pizza.
Have you, and I don't know how true it is, have you seen Conclave, the movie?
I've never seen it, no.
How popes are picked? I know it's a drama.
Scenario. Yeah.
It's crazy how they get sectioned off and all the different, I guess, baby popes. I don't know what they're called, but they come in and have to vote on it.
Cardinals.
Yeah. Your religion.
So they're not baby popes.
How are the two Jews telling you that's cardinals selecting the pope?
I'm a Baptist.
Well, I remember I did 4 years of Catholic high school. I've been to the Vatican 4 times. So, like, this is my wheelhouse, gentlemen. I'm a Jew, but this is my wheelhouse.
Is that movie's real? Like, I know the storyline wasn't real. I know that was made up. It was a great movie, but that's how they picked the Pope?
Yeah, I've never seen the Conclave, but it is. Like, these guys are literally sectioned off, and the whole process is supposed to be about prayer, and they're not necessarily...
They're sequestered. They're not allowed out until... And you know, after they have the first vote, like they did yesterday, black smoke came out of
St. Peter's? Saint
No.
St. Germain.
The chimney.
Yeah, St. Germain. St. Germain, St. Tito, St. Randy.
St. Randy ain't going to make it. He's going to let everything go down.
But that's to let you know that they've had the first vote, and they didn't have enough votes to elect a pope, so there's the black smoke. And then today there was the puff of white smoke, which signifies that they had enough votes. But yeah, they're sequestered. They do not come out until a pope is selected. How long has the longest conclave gone? Like
a long time.
But it,
a long time, right?
It's cool because then after the first vote, then they start politicking. So then the other ones that want, you know, this guy in, now they're going to try to convince that side to come over to this side. That's a cock. Hawk, and it's not gory. I know the movies you like. You'll like Conclave.
The longest in history was from 1268 to 1271, spanning 2 years, 8 months. Pope Clement.
It says 32 months. Longest conclave in papal history. Longest papal conclave in history lasted 32 months. From November 1268 to September 1271.
Yeah, 2 years and 8 months, Hawk.
And in the movie,
I just heard you say 8 months.
And in the movie, one of the baby popes brought the mistress from a pope that was going to get in, so they try to find dirt on the other baby popes. It was weird. It was cool and weird.
But, like, in 1268, like, I don't even think you can order Uber Eats.
I can guarantee you there was no Uber Eats. There was no Uber Eats when I was 20.
So it makes it a very difficult conclave when you can't order in.
Actually, in the movie, the restaurant, the servers got involved because they have this whole staff that's sequestered as well. I wanted to go. Sometimes I play movies to go to sleep on planes. I planned on playing Conclave.
Is Conclave a movie though, or is that a series? Isn't it a series?
It's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie it was a with series. The, oh, that, oh, I'll watch that.
Yeah. And he got you and the main character got the same hairline.
Oh, why would you have to bring that up?
He's a very well-known dude. I just don't know his name.
I just don't understand what that has to do with anything.
You should be a pope. I would trust you.
Listen, if I'm in the running, I'm in. You don't have to ask me twice. I'm going to watch Conclave. I thought it was a mini series. I didn't realize it was a
No. It's a movie. It's a long movie. It's like 240, but it's a good movie.
All right, let's do George Richards is going to join us this hour. We'll talk a little hockey with him. Let's do headlines real quick. We went a little bit long with Jim Larranaga, but I could talk to him. You know, we had Pizzola yesterday. Every time Pizzola comes on, every time Larranaga comes on, I always say the same things. Like, I could talk to these guys for hours. You know what's funny? Just as an aside, yesterday you and I both agreed that one thing as we get older, we cannot take long stories anymore. No. And the moment that we agreed on that, I proceeded to tell the longest story about being at a restaurant with Whittingham, like literally maybe the longest story I've ever told on this radio show. But I like people who can keep my attention, me being one of them. But Rob Pizzola and Jim Larranaga, whatever they say, I'm just listening with rapt attention.
Let's redefine that conversation. A revive. Some people don't know how to tell long stories. They tell a lot of useless information.
Yes. That's the caveat. Man, the more I think about it, I like a long story if the person can hold my attention and is a good storyteller.
Yeah. If I say nice car, don't tell me about what your grandfather had in 1967. Like, I don't care about your grandfather.
Unless it ends up, you know, with you being in jail. You know, it's the premise for life. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, they had a nice car. Yeah. They went bootleg, and then you got to hear this story. Like,
yeah.
They pulled up to the place. They just wanted a piece of pie. Yeah.
Every time he pulled up, he had four girls inside the Cadillac. Yeah, right. Jack, I like him.
Let's do a quick look at the headlines here with Solana, brought to you by Doral. Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Be fun if more big decisions were made via conclaves.
I would want to conclave some of these sports teams' decisions.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, like coaching changes, quarterback changes, just like conclave for everything.
Actually a great idea. It's kind of like a big smart jewelry.
Well, the NBA lottery should be a conclave.
So they decide who gets the first pick, the second pick, and so on?
You lock one representative from every organization into a conclave. And you have to figure out who is best deserving of the number one overall pick.
And there's a lot of politicking, obviously. It would be fascinating.
But the conclave is deciding who's best to run the Catholic Church worldwide. The NBA draft, they're all selfish. The Eastern teams won't want the number one pick to go to the East. The Western teams won't want to, you know. I don't know if the variables will work out, Solana.
Well, we'll massage it. We'll figure it out.
No, but I think like with if the Dolphins fire McDaniel, you get some radio guys, sports dudes, you get some ex-players, and y'all sit down and figure this thing out.
People who don't have a vested – I thought it was people involved in the organization. So you're saying
the Dolphins fire McDaniel. Me and you should be in this conclave. You are going to be crazy in it. Somebody's going to beat you up, but I got your back. That's why I have to come.
But I'm probably going to conclave for someone that might not be fit.
Now it's going to get interesting. Who do you want to be?
Conclave, can that be used as a verb? I'm going to conclave for someone?
I think conclave is the actual gathering. It's not the decision.
Are you saying I look like Ralph Fiennes? Is that who...
I don't know his name.
Stanley Tucci.
Is it this guy?
Yeah, you were Stan.
Ralph Fiennes?
That's the main dude.
I'll take that.
Yeah, man, you know, good-looking older dude, facial hair.
Yeah.
Less top, windows up.
Why do you keep pushing it one step further?
I just called you good-looking, Hawk.
You pushed it one step too. You said good looking older dude, something else. And then you said something about less hair.
I said facial hair.
Facial hair.
Yeah, top down, windows up. Convertible on a cold day.
In my head, I look like this guy. That's how I feel like I look.
He's sorry, Hispanic. Who is that?
I see.
You could. One trip to Turkey.
One trip. There's a place in Boca that has imported the Turkish hair replacement methodology. It's a new place right on Palmetto. I walk past it every day. It's like going to Turkey on Palmetto Park Road.
Hawk, you should get that broccoli thrown back on. That's amazing.
I'd be off the show, though, because the opportunities that are going to come my way once the lettuce is back on the head, I mean, forget about it. I'm way too big for this crap.
A stripper? You'll be at LeBears?
I don't know, man. You did tell us yesterday you're the guy that had cheese hanging from his chin at a bar. Once
do you know how good that looks with a guy who's got a good head of hair? That's the complete package.
How much do you think that cost? Like the full hair replacement procedure?
If you go to Turkey?
Yeah.
I'm guessing that's 15, 20 grand.
Then you got to get there too. So now you.
Well, that's what I was figuring, like the whole package. I think it's like a travel, like a, what do they call it? Something tourism. Medical tourism.
Cosmetic.
I don't know if it's medical, but it's like, yeah, cosmetic, whatever, tourism. But I was picturing a package of like 20,000.
Because you said that hotel, like that, it's like a 5-star hotel.
No, it's everyone's like, this is the greatest thing I ever did.
You get the hair, go to Brazil, get a BBL.
Ooh.
Boy, you're killing it then.
Hell yeah.
Just traveling around, upgrading.
Those I don't understand, man. Jimmy says a full hair transplant in Turkey typically costs between $1,800 and $4,500, depending on the number of grafts needed and the clinic's experience. Mm. Oh, give me a brand new clinic. Just trying to make their way for some cheap prices.
Pick you up in a Civic, go to somebody's house.
There's somebody that gets off the plane and there's a limo waiting and they've got a sign in lights like a nightclub. And then I get out the dry erase board and a Civic.
Yo,
just one other stop to make, sir. And just beat the delivery.
He's dropping off Uber Eats.
Am I crazy? Did John Michaels not get some sort of hair replacement?
Yeah, he did. He's endorsing them.
Right.
He got hair replacement or did he get the tattooing? Because a lot of dudes like Kenny Smith.
That's on, more black dudes though, isn't it?
TNT, they can do the tattooing. It looks like follicles.
No, he got a sister. Like John Michaels got grafts or whatever. You know,
real
like
hair.
The sprouts.
Bro, I'm looking at a picture of John. This is from a couple months ago. It's like a family picture he posted. He's got a head of hair.
Yeah. It grows your own hair. Yeah. Yeah, remember he told us last time he was on with us. He's like, yeah, I'm happy. Or maybe I was talking to him off the air.
Wow. Looks good.
I'm gonna grab some dreads. This middle's looking a little thin.
You ever think about cutting off the dreads?
When my hair falls out, I'm not going to be Jerry Rice. I'm not going to embarrass myself.
But like, are you going to be, but what if it doesn't fall out? You're going to be an older guy with dreads?
Yeah, I keep dreads my whole life. Until the follicles say no more dreads. I'm going to let the follicles take this over.
And a lot of work though?
No, not my dreads. I don't get them done as much. I don't put oil on them. I don't get them twisted a lot. I just kind of live life. I keep a very low maintenance constitution.
We're aware.
Just don't develop any follicle envy like old hawk over here. You know what I mean, Crowder? Like, just be happy with whatever decision the follicles make for you.
Well, I don't. I mean, you could have envy, but I'm not doing anything. Like, there's envy, but whatever. I'm not having anybody plant anything.
Yeah, I already have. I probably have 400 hats. Be good. Get some Kangos. That's what I want Hawk to start doing, wearing Kangos.
I've got my a flat hat. I don't have my flat hat.
Don't wear that around me, Hawk. All I'm going to do is laugh.
I'm going to wear that tomorrow.
I'll wear mine. I have one. We'll rock
Jimmy, you got a flat hat?
I do not.
You wearing your suit?
No, I'm not wearing a suit.
No, we're all doing suits. I told you.
Jimmy ain't gonna look out of place. Yeah. I went and got mine tailored today.
Jimmy, I saw today on an email that the Heat dancers are gonna be there. And you don't want to be dressed like a slob when the Heat dancers are. I'm not kidding you, Jimmy. You're laughing. You don't want to be dressed like a slob.
I'm not. I'm gonna look good.
All right.
You gonna move that bang?
By the way, we're speaking of Whiskey Stars and Cigars, which is tomorrow. We're going to do the show there. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Tomorrow, Tabacon at Plantation Walk. We'll do the show 2 to 6. The event, Whiskey Stars and Cigars, begins at 6, and the entire QAM staff will be there. You can come on out, enjoy a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate, and enjoy our projector and large screen. So we can watch a little playoff hockey together. There is no registration needed. You just stop on by. It's Whiskey Stars and Cigars, Tabacon, Plantation Walk, tomorrow, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2024 dealer of the year. 22 acres of new and pre-owned Chevys, Cadillacs, and Buicks, and online at edmoresawgrass.com. Must be 21 or over to attend. By the way, speaking of tomorrow, Lee Sterling is going to join us tomorrow, and he's got a back the Brinks truck up play on the Panthers game tomorrow night.
Oh, I need it.
He went on with Dono last week. We were off on Friday. He went on with Dono, and his St. Louis hockey game at minus 110, and he also won both his UFC selections at plus 200 and plus 240. Essentially went 5-0 when he was on with Donald. But he's got a back the Brinks truck up winner for us tomorrow on the show. He'll join us around 3:30.
There we go.
I hope it's a Panthers win and not a Maple Leafs win in South Florida.
We were terrible yesterday.
I feel like it was a missed opportunity. In fact, let's do headlines because George Richard's going to join us next. But I feel like yesterday was a missed opportunity because I feel like you should be able to take advantage when the starting goalie is out and they were unable to do so.
Nuggets versus 11.5. Oh, I'm great.
I live bet him at plus 21.
No chance the Knicks go 0-2. We were bad.
A Pope that has been to Wawa is also going
pretty
viral
impressive.
Right now. Pretty cool.
Pretty impressive.
Cardinals.
The Cardinals, the mini popes, get together. Okay. Baby popes, whatever.
Bunch of baby popes. Cardinals. I got it. I learned something.
How long before they build a Buc-ee's in the Vatican? Man, I got like the slightest chuckle out of that from you guys. I mean, come on.
Well, because he's not like from the deep south. I mean, he's from Chicago.
But he's American, no? I mean,
I know, but I was doing more Chicago centric jokes with the deep dish pizza. See? Portillo's. Portillo's has renamed their restaurants Popetillo's. If you saw.
And you already threw out the Wawa. Now you're going to come back to back with the Buc-ee's. It was, you know. We laughed for you.
Read the crowd. Read the crowd. Because it didn't. The Wawa didn't go over great. And then I don't know why you doubled down.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll steal some more content off Twitter. I'll be back in the next hour.
I'll steal better, goddamn.
Who do you follow? Those were terrible.
Well, Frito's Facebook page.
See, that was good out of nowhere.
That was a low blow in Frito. He's probably listening also, but that's a funny joke. That happens to be a funny joke.
That's wrong. Yeah. Man. The Panthers will play tomorrow night, game 3. Toronto Maple Leafs get on a bird, and they come all the way down to South Florida. Man, you think Toronto fans are going to try to do a little South Florida takeover? Because they do during the regular season.
Yeah, I would imagine you'll have a decent number of Toronto fans here.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I'm a little scared. I won't lie to you. I watched the game last night, the entire game.
I mean, Toronto's a really good team, so... But I do think that the Panthers can hold court. Like, this seems to me like one of those series that should be tied 2-2 after 4. Yeah.
But I've been told for you, we're talking to George Rich. I've been told make it nasty where a defensive team, you know, muck it up. They weren't mucking up anything. Well, they scored 10 goals in 2 games? That's crazy. A lot of goal.
Yeah, well,
Bobrovsky's, he has not been good.
And to be fair, I mean, you can't breathe on these Maple Leafs without the officials calling penalties on the Panthers.
Some weird ones. Some really weird ones. Like, there was an embellishment call that was bizarre.
They're not letting it get as physical as I think we'd want to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if Matthew Tkachuk decided to actually, you know, try, I mean...
You and I were texting last night, though. Something's up there.
He's probably injured.
He is a ghost. Yeah. Like, something's up. Yeah. He's got to be injured because he's a literal non-factor. How's that possible?
No. Maybe that injury from the regular season was a lot worse than we thought.
Could be.
All right, guys. Tonight in the NBA, yesterday the Knicks come back again and steal one. And then OKC just dismantled the Thunder, the Denver Nuggets last night. So that series is tied at 1-1. That's the first win from a home team in this series, unbelievably.
Like Coach L said, it's been a wild postseason, especially round 2 for the NBA.
Yeah.
Timberwolves better win this series, by the way. Steph Curry is missing a game, and they robbed us of Luka and LeBron versus Steph Curry. Like, come on.
Seeing this morning? I think Jimmy was 24.5, maybe.
I bet Jimmy's over. Jimmy has to go crazy now.
Well, there's been plenty of times with the Heat where he had to go crazy and didn't.
He even said it in a press conference. I heard him say, if I'm on a team, there's a very good chance we win. If Steph's on the team, we're going to win. So he's still giving Steph the, you know, Batman Robin thing, but he got a little
24
cocky
and
now.
A half. 24.5 for Jimmy.
If he doesn't score, if he doesn't go over, they lose that game.
Well, let's see if Buddy Hield can bail out Jimmy Butler again. We'll find out tonight, 8:30 p.m. Cavs Pacers is tomorrow, by the way.
Talk your boys on the Warriors. Gary Payton Jr.
No, that's not my guy. My guy's Tim Hardaway Jr.
Oh, I thought it was Gary Payton Jr.
How about Jimmy over 40 points plus 1750?
Just throwing your money away.
No.
I'm going to parlay Jimmy over 40 points with Ant-Man over 50 points.
But remember,
plus 20,000.
But the coach just called out Ant-Man saying he needs to be more aggressive and get on the guy, like guard the best player. So Ant-Man's going to be on Jimmy.
I don't think so. I don't think they want.
One of the reasons that I've got Jimmy over 40.
They don't want Anthony Edwards on Jimmy Butler because Jimmy Butler knows how to draw fouls. You don't want Anthony Edwards in foul trouble. Plus, they have better perimeter defenders. So, I don't think so. They're going to want Anthony Edwards to go score. They need a scorer. That's simple. The Warriors are not a great defensive team.
Book it.
Now they can play Rudy Gobert because they don't have as many shooters on the floor. I like Minnesota tonight. But I was terrible yesterday. Don't listen to me.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Just swallow another tooth. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
All right. George Richards is going to join us next. We'll talk a little hockey. It's just hockey. Talk a little hockey with George Richards.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
North Right Clamp South Fox H Top Pass 38 Top Gumby XP Sweat.
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's talk with George Richards here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. George Richards has covered the Panthers for many years, and you can read his coverage at FloridaHockeyNow.com. I thought, George, that the Panthers would have a good chance at winning last night because Stolarz was out, and we were talking about it, and admittedly, all our hockey knowledge is rudimentary, but none of us had accounted for Sergei Bobrovsky not looking like a stellar goalie. So was last night a missed opportunity, and can you speak a little bit on how Bob is playing?
Yeah, I think it was a missed opportunity because there were opportunities, right, in that third period for the Panthers to score on Joseph Woll. And listen, he's the backup just because of how good Stoley's been, right? I mean, Joseph Woll won 27 games with Toronto this season, so he's not your average backup. I mean, they were kind of 1A, 1B in Toronto this year, so he's been a starter. He started against the Panthers in the playoffs 2 years ago and played well. But to your point, yeah, I mean, you had that great opportunity. Mackie Samuskevich had a chance to tie it, hits the blocker, had an open net and went low. There was also a puck that got swept out by McCabe. They would have tied the score. So the Panthers had plenty of opportunities, just like they did, you know, despite kind of sleepwalking through 30 minutes of game one. You saw what the Panthers did the second half of the second and all of the third to get back in that game. So the Panthers can get back in this thing. I mean, they've got, you know, if they win one, you know, they need to get some wins at home, obviously. But now they've got to win four of the next five against a Toronto team that's just much, much different than they were before. They've got better defense. They've got, you know, a coach who's been there before and knows how to handle these situations. And yes, Sergei Bobrovsky just has to make some of those saves. That floater that came in to make it 4-3 last night. It's certainly a goal he'd like to have back.
You're muted, Crowder.
I don't know how to use this. Maybe Bob can figure out how to use his glove.
We can't criticize Bobrovsky if you can't get your mic on.
Bob, use your knees, Bob. No, speaking of Bob, George, like 9 goals in 2 games. Is there a chance we see what Vanecek, like, would they ever go away from him if he's healthy?
No, I mean, you know, unless he gives up 7 in a game and you pull him, but then you're going to start him the next night. No, Sergei Bobrovsky is the starting goalie. He's done too much. He's played too much. He's won too much. Listen, I think in game one, he was playing small. I mean, that first goal that they scored, he like looked shrunken in the net and, you know, so yeah, listen, I'm no goalie expert, but they'll work through that stuff. I thought Sergei was fine last night, just like Paul said, aside for that fourth goal, the goals that Toronto got, you know, were 2-on-1s. I mean, those are hard goals to stop when when you're playing the puck and then they pass it and you're out of position. But Joseph Stoll made those saves last night for Toronto, at least when it counted. And listen, if Mackie Samuskevich scores that goal, maybe it's a different situation. Perhaps Florida ends up pulling that one out. But hey, give credit to Joseph Woll for winning that game for Toronto. And he's the guy right now. They said today in Toronto that Stolarz wasn't going to fly with the team to Fort Lauderdale. So it's Joseph Woll tomorrow and probably in game 4. And then we'll see what happens after that. But, listen, they're not going to Vanacek. If Spencer Knight was here, maybe we're having that conversation a little bit, but he's not. It's not Spencer Knight. It's Vitek Vanacek and versus Sergei Bobrovsky. They're going to take Sergei 10 times out of 10.
Does that satisfy you, Solana? Because Solana was highly critical yesterday. He was calling for Bob to hit the wood. And Solana even said, what'd you say? That, hey, Bill Zito, maybe you shouldn't have traded away Spencer Knight, but I would submit to you, George, that that trade kind of was a really good trade, getting Seth Jones. And I mean,
I understand, you know, why the trades were made. And GR, I wasn't necessarily critical of those trades when they were made. But
does anyone call you GR, George? Because we've had this running conversation.
I get that online. Never to my face.
The last couple times we've had you coming on, Solana gets excited. He's like, oh, GR, cool. And
I get that online.
GR.
GR. Yeah. GR. Yeah. That's me.
Stoli kind of just walk, and I get it, right? But then they have Spencer Knight, and then they traded him, and I'm happy with Seth Jones. I like the Marchand move. Like, I realize why those decisions were made, but now you're in a position, GR, where you need potentially a goalie to come in and spark something because Bob just doesn't have it right now. I don't know. It just seems like we kind of just figured, oh, Bob was unbelievable last postseason run. He'll do it again this year, and here you are. You're down 2-0.
Listen, the thing with Spencer Knight was he was not tradable at the beginning of the year. Nobody knew what Spencer Knight was going to bring to the Panthers. That, you know, with a $4.5 million contract, Spencer was untradable at the beginning of the year. But once he started playing and people were like, oh, that Spencer Knight is back. You know, he was, you know, able to be a big piece in that Seth Jones thing. And if, you know, the reason why they couldn't keep Stolarz last year was because they had $4.5 million invested in Spencer Knight. And last year when Spencer Knight was playing in the AHL, they were paying him $4.5 million and they were paying Stolarz one. So now moving forward, you're going to be able to find the next Anthony Stolarz. Maybe it's Vanacek. I don't know. But I trust the Panthers goalie department to figure this thing out moving forward.
And George, can GR, I guess, I don't know why we're going with this, but
let's go with it. Why not?
Can refs like decide a series? Because we were talking about it earlier in the show. It seems like they're not letting the teams get physical, some ticky-tack crap. Like, it's no conspiracy theory, but it seems like the refs are taking Paul Ball out of hockey.
They're calling weird stuff. That's the thing. They're calling the ticky-tack stuff, and then guys are just getting absolutely blown up, and they're not calling anything. So, just some weird officiating. I don't think it's tilted in any way, at least in this series. Can enough it? Sure. I mean, they can call, you know, they can call it lopsided for sure. But listen, the Toronto Maple Leafs have taken Paul Ball out of it. Toronto is playing Florida's Panther style hockey, and they're not backing down. Florida's forecheck has been, you know, they've been able to keep the puck in their zone for extended periods of time, and Toronto was not letting them do that. Toronto's keeping the puck. Toronto's turning the tables on Florida, at least in the first two games. So we'll see if that changes starting tomorrow night in Sunrise. But no, it's not officiating. It's Toronto. Toronto has come to play, and they've come to play the right way, and they are matching the Panthers hit for hit.
It doesn't sound to me like you give the Panthers a ton of chance to win this series just based on the first answer you gave during the segment where you said now they've got to win 4 out of 5. And the way you said it was kind of dismissive. You don't think they're going to win this series, do you?
Oh, no, I think they can. Yeah, they can. Yeah, if any team can do it, it's the Panthers. I mean, and at the end of the day, these are still the Toronto Maple Leafs. And this, you know, you've still got Joseph Woll, as good as he's been, You know, he's not a Vezina winner by any means. I mean, it's like getting into a team's bullpen after you face their starter for seven innings. You feel like you've got a chance. Now, Florida can score on this guy. They did it in game one. They scored, what, three goals in the third period against Wolves. So, yeah, they can put goals up. They just need to clamp down and not get into a track meet with this team, because there's a lot of high-end talent on this Toronto team. But Florida's deeper. Florida's got a better skilled players, aside from like the Austin Matthews, who's one of the top players in the NHL. You know, they just need to get back on track a little bit, and maybe they do that in Sunrise. Listen, if all things go according to the way the Panthers, they're going to get three games at home, three and four, and then game six. So yeah, they can pull this off if the Panthers can. You know, the Panthers could pull the reverse sweep. Look, Toronto was up 3-0 on Ottawa in the first round and was completely dominating that series. And Ottawa won two straight and got right back into it. So there's no doubt Florida can do that as well.
You can read George Richard's work at FloridaHockeyNow.com. Who was the best front man for Van Halen, David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
Well, I'm old school, so I like David Lee Roth, but I've got no problem with Van Hagar. No, they were all right. They were cool.
A
little too much on the synthesizer, but that was Eddie's. That was Eddie's deal. So,
yeah, he wanted to experiment with that, which was fine.
Yeah, which was fine.
But I just bought tickets. I rarely buy concert tickets, but David Lee Roth is coming to Hard Rock Live, and I've never seen Van Halen with DLR. And he's 70, and he's kind of a shell of what he used to be back in the 80s.
Sure,
but
sure.
I bought tickets. Do you think that's a wise move, or do you think that was foolish?
I bet he puts on a good show. He plays all through Van Halen. So, people forget. You don't. I know you don't. But some of his solo work in the 80s was pretty good.
He had some
bangers when he got away from Van Halen. So, no, I'd go. Heck, yeah.
Any desire to see Billy Idol and Joan Jett next week at the Amerant Bank Arena?
Yeah, I'd see that. I think Billy Joel, yeah. I mean, he was really good in The Wedding Singer.
Billy Idol. You said Billy Joel, but Billy Idol. He was in The Wedding Singer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Billy Idol.
Right.
Yeah, Billy Idol.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in The Wedding Singer. Remember that crowd?
He was great in The Wedding Singer. Get out of my way, Billy Idol. Don't make me hurt you.
I can ask about this. If it's Big Boy or Andre 3000 is more talented and Outkast, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah,
Billy Idol, David Lee Roth.
Yeah,
David Lee Roth. Anyway, we're not going to be out there tomorrow, by the way. We're not at the arena because we're doing our show live at Tabacon Plantation Walk. So we'll see you hopefully next week for game six, which would be a week from tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Yep. We'll see you for game six.
All right. Hope it all goes that way. Hope it all goes that way. Thanks, George.
All right. See you guys.
There you go. George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website. FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Get caught up on headlines. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
How many great soccer players haven't dreamed about lacing them up across from that KFC on Commercial Boulevard?
Hawk and Crowder.